friends, for musicians, music is the vehicle through which one expresses the height and depth of one's feelings. But only when music is written with or delivered with feeling does it truly touch the heart of the listener. And so it is with prayer. Prayer is also the vehicle through which one expresses the height and depth of one's feelings. But it is honest prayer that truly touches the heart of God. Jesus' fourth word from the cross is shot through with honesty and passion. My God, Jesus prayed, why have you abandoned me? Let's pause to enter into this moment of darkness. My sisters and brothers, I believe that most of us have experienced a time in our lives when we felt utterly, utterly abandoned by God, and we did not know where to go or what to do. Recently, a young dad told me that his teenage daughter accused him of sexually molesting her. After 3 years, it was proven that she did this to get even with her dad, for he refused her permission to spend the night with her boyfriend. Naturally, he was acquitted, but he told me that his only prayer still is, why, God, why? I'm a good dad. I love my daughter. I wish only that which is good for her. Why, God, why? Why did you abandon me? Believe me, most of us know this feeling. I remember the day when I sat before the tabernacle, too exhausted to kneel and too angry to pray. I remember sobbing bitterly, bitterly. Every tear was saying, why, God, why? Why must I be blind? Darkness is so frightening, Lord, and I am lost, lost in my blindness. Is it your desire, Lord, to glorify your light through my blindness? I could barely, barely, Lord, cling to you with my fingers of faith. I am so distraught. God, help me. If there is anyone in this church today who has never felt this way, consider yourself blessed. But on the other hand, if there is someone present here today who is struggling with abandonment, loneliness, rejection, despair, or who is aching because of the imminent death of a loved one, please, please do not be afraid to cry, my God, why have you abandoned me? Pray it with hope. Pray it with fervor. Pray it with passion. Because it's a holy prayer, a very holy prayer. It's the prayer of Jesus. It's the prayer of Jesus who divested himself of his divine glory to become a human person like you and me, and who struggled like you and me. His struggle with his imminent death, coupled with the many indignities to which he was subjected, plunged Jesus into depression. And even though his mother and his friends were at his side, he felt so very much alone. No wonder he cried, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Friends, Jesus knew darkness. He knew the darkness of abandonment, depression, despair, rejection, pain. And even though all kinds of darkness covered Skull Hill on that first Good Friday, darkness did not blind Jesus to what his death would accomplish. And darkness did not blind him to the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is that God so loved the world that he sent his only Son into the world to redeem it, so that you and I might have eternal life. Oh, my friends, look at the face of our crucified Lord. Tell me, is this the face of one absorbed in self-pity? Of course not. It's the face of one absorbed in loving, unconditional, unselfish, redemptive loving. And because Jesus loved so deeply, he freely broke open the bread of his life and shared the depth of his pain with his Father. I believe that when love and pain embrace, absence is not true absence. It becomes a felt presence of a love beyond all telling. And I believe it was this felt presence of his Father's love that prompted Jesus to pray, my God, why have you abandoned me?" Friends, Hildegard, a German mystic, once wrote that each of us is embraced with the arms of the mystery of God. Each of us is embraced with the arms of this mystery of God. And so, my friends, whenever you struggle with abandonment, depression, loneliness, despair, remember, you are so loved by God. And remember, you are embraced with the arms of this tremendous love. Tell me, is there a better place from which to cry, my God, why have you abandoned me? I don't believe so. I really don't believe so.